again. Oh, there it is. Is it? Oh, did I didn't swear. I did not swear, kids. So I'm in the tent, and you know who I get to meet today? Finally, in person, is Matt Wright. Hello, Matt.
Hello, Kimberly. And we were just saying outside, you and I have been connected online for at least 2 years.
At least.
And we've been to this camp for the third time now, and this is the first time you've managed to meet.
I know, but I connected with you.
Yeah.
Like, I follow you, I know you, I know what I know of you online, and I was excited. I was genuinely excited that I finally get to meet you.
And it's mutual, purely mutual. I love to meet you as
well.
Oh,
what a great treat.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Yeah.
And that's, again, we're going to say this again and again on the podcast, and it's magical here.
It really is. You know, every year, or if you go to conferences year after year after year, there's a point where you think, why am I coming back
yes.
to this thing? It's the same people again. We're hearing the same old things. I don't think that'll ever happen with Social Media Camp. First of all, there's an energy of bringing all these people with the same kind of ideal and interest in this ever-changing paradigm.
Right.
And this year especially, have you noticed how many new people are here?
Oh, I know.
People from Vancouver, San Francisco, Seattle, Calgary, up and down the island especially.
Yeah.
This is fantastic.
Yeah, and it's a big testament to what Social Media Camp and what Paul and Chris have been doing out there.
Absolutely.
And but people are also spreading the news too, that it's not a cult, it's not anything like that, it's just a new way of connecting and doing, living a life.
And it's changing constantly. I mean, in the years since last year's Social Media Camp, we've seen so many changes on the platforms. We've seen new ones mm-hmm. come up. We've seen other ones die away.
Yes.
And we've seen within those platforms themselves how they've changed and modified and tried to, you know, adapt to new kinds of ways of exchanging information back and forth and connecting people.
Right.
So that's one of the reasons why I think this conference here will always have some kind of lifespan around it, because
yeah.
It's going to constantly change. It's
yeah.
going to constantly modify itself.
And the people supporting each other is really important.
Yeah.
And that's a long-term thing. I mean, as I was telling somebody, that we'll always have each other's back.
Yes.
You know, that's how I'm looking at it,
yeah.
is that I would do anything. I mean, our ranting in CR is here, and he drives me crazy, but I love him to bits. But I know that if there's anything I need, and he would help me. And I'm sure that if there was something, that we would help each other. It's
absolutely,
just how
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
And it's a great, strong networking for business, but very much personal.
It's an industry. I've worked in a lot of industries throughout my career. You know, I'm putting it in big quotes right now. I've been in the tourism industry.
Yeah.
You know, I've advised governments and all that kind of stuff. And then going on my own into what has actually morphed from more of a web design firm into public relations firm and social media, there are some great companies locally and up and down the island especially which do this kind of thing. We're actually not in competition with
right.
each other. We support each other.
That's
we trade clients back and forth going, you know what? Chris
better
Burge
fit.
Is actually better at this some stuff than I am.
Yeah.
And he sent me other clients as well.
Yeah.
Right.
But that's a scratch each other's back.
Yeah.
And but it's a different, it's just different. It's just
mm-hmm.
lovely, actually. Lovely.
Yeah.
So how you do a lot about community, Victoria and stuff like that. You're a strong community builder. You like to get words out there and things like that. Why is social media such a big importance for you to utilize to do that?
For community engagement specifically.
Yeah.
This actually started when the former Member of Parliament, Keith Martin, phoned me up out of the blue one day and said, what is the social media thing? I need to do it. And that got me into politics and this whole paradigm of, you know, how do we integrate these platforms and engage people? Because it's, as you and I well know, social media is not really marketing. We overuse the term engagement, but it's really sharing thoughts, ideas, and working with people.
I keep having all these, what's your social media strategy? I go, oh, shut up with your social media strategy.
And the other one is, what's my return on investment?
I'm like,
and,
oh, my
know,
God.
Facepalm, please.
Yeah.
Right? But anyway, out of that.
Sorry.
Let's get back to the topic here. Working with Keith Martin, working with other members of Parliament, MLAs, and especially local politicians, was absolutely fascinating because it's taking it out really out of the realm of business or even organizations trying to do something
mm-hmm.
and working on real ideas. You know, how do we adapt our communities? How do we work with them? How do we grab their ideas, that energy, and bring it into the political
mm-hmm.
realm and the realm of policy, for instance? And working on that, one thing that I found was, yes, you can teach a politician or a candidate, an elected official, how to use Twitter, how to use Facebook, set them up on that and you know, just let them run. and have fun with it in a way. But how are we going to actually use these tools to get you and me, the voters, you know, the citizens, to engage in a positive way with them as well?
Right.
And what I've discovered is what we have to do is go out as citizens ourselves and create these things. We've done something very recently called YYJ Chat.
Okay.
Which is every Tuesday. It's once a week.
I heard about that today. Yeah, yeah.
As a showcase to governments, to politicians, to other organizations, saying, you know what, anybody can do this. And you can create an engaged group of people around there around a certain idea or a location or a policy issue, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever you want. And you don't have to bring them all into one meeting hall. Because as you know, time is pressed for a huge amount of people.
Yes.
Right? And as much as we'd like to get together, you know, face to face, quite often all we want to do is sit in front of the TV, but we can tweet at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And we found with this, we started 6 weeks ago with YYJ Chat, where, I mean, it's not just politics on this, it's issues around Greater Victoria. Mm-hmm. The first one we made had around maybe 50 people on there. The one we did yesterday, live from here, we had over 500 people on.
Get out. That's awesome.
It was delightful. And now we've got people coming in saying, can I be your next guest?
Oh.
Right?
But they're looking for another way to share their voice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I'm enjoying my podcasting is, again, I get to learn new things and get to share it with others and, like, learning what YYJ Chat is, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
What an incredible gift.
So what I would like to do, and as you and I well know, nobody owns a hashtag on Twitter. Anybody can really use it. Right?
Yeah.
And it's very nice that people are being very kind to let Susan Jones and myself sort of, you know, take it on
yeah.
right now. But we want to take this to city halls.
Right.
We want to take it to the media. We want to take it to, you know, the fire department, the police department, and say, you know what? This week or next week or whatever you guys want it, you own it. You run it.
Yeah.
Learn from this, right?
You guys are an interesting platform for people. Good for you.
Yeah. But like I said, it's I think it's sometimes up to people like you and me to say, you know what? This has worked in another location.
Mm-hmm.
I know that your organization might be a little bit apprehensive about doing this on your own. So why don't I take it on for a while? And we're going to show you how it can work and how good
yes.
it can be, right?
Yep.
And it gives them the confidence then to take it on and do something
yeah.
like that.
It right? can be a little bit daunting if
sure.
you're already sort of busy in your own world and if you're running a you know, I can't even think of the words. Anyway, a fire department or anything like that. You're mm-hmm. busy in your everyday thing. So it's going to be another learning curve. But if you someone actually make that guidance for you and,
yeah.
and go forward and make you feel strong and safe and confident, that's awesome.
And I call it on social media, it's breaking the ice online.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think it works really, really well. So, you know, thanks for letting me, you know, put that out.
You know
and
what? I'm glad we
because
got to chat about that. I never know what's going to happen when we're sitting down. I absolutely never know what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, that's
I
right,
have
yeah.
no clue, but I'm always extraordinarily excited by the end of it. So, well, I tell you, today,
yeah.
this afternoon, I've been talking to Matt Wright. He is at Matt Wright.
At Matt Vic.
At Matt Vic. That's right, at Matt yeah. Vic, V-I-C. And check out all he has to say. And wherever you live, learn what he's doing, because I think it's a really powerful thing that you can take within your own community. And I'm sure that Matt, if you had some questions, he'll help you out with that too. Thanks, Matt.
I'll be here. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thanks.